Good morning, and I want to welcome everyone to the August 25th, 2020 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Before we get started, I want to recognize we have a new member, Mr. Jeff Notrika. I want to welcome him to the board. And is Ms. Stone on the line? Okay, just want to make sure. Good to hear you. First item on our agenda is approval of the July 28, 2020 meeting minutes. Those have been previously distributed to the board. Is there a motion on those minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes of the last meeting be approved.
They've been moved by Mr. Vineyard. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Ms. Ross. Is there any discussion on the July meeting minutes? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
This is Mr. Marlin. I vote aye. Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Notrika? All right, the meeting minutes pass. We'll move into our regular agenda. Oh, sorry, Ms. Hitch. Ms. Hitch?
Aye.
All right, the meeting minutes pass. I'm also used to you sitting next to me. We'll move into our regular agenda. And the first item there is for the point on Modena, and it is a variance request from the marsh buffer setback. And we'll hear from Mr. Watson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just a couple of reminders before we start on the first item of regular business. For anyone on the line that's not speaking, please mute your microphone so that we can have good audio for everyone to hear. And for the board members, remember when you get ready to speak, just press the button on the right hand of the microphone, right hand side of the microphone, so that you can be heard on the recording. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the first item on the regular agenda is for the point on Modena Island. The petitioner is requesting a 26-foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35-foot requirement. This is in order to construct an in-ground swimming pool, patio, and spa properties within an R1 zoning classification in the environmental overlay. I'm going to show you some attachments here. We're having a slight internet connectivity problem here, but I'm going to go into this case a little bit to familiarize you with what the petitioner is requesting. The subject parcel at Four of the Point is a conforming lot. It's approximately a half acre in size. Site is developed with a single family residence of approximately 4,000 square feet. The owner proposes to construct an in-ground swimming pool, pool deck, and spa on the site in the rear yard, which abuts marsh. The property is landscaped down to the marsh line, and there's approximately 20 feet between the residence and the edge of the marsh. Portions of the existing home and patio currently encroach into the marsh buffer. In a review of the area, there are 45 residential lots on Modena Island, and based on the recent aerial imagery, about a dozen of those or so have pools in the rear yard. Many, if not all of those, 12, appear to encroach into the marsh buffer setback. However, it's we're not able to identify whether or not those pools were built with the current regulations in place. The marsh buffer setback standard was amended in 2010 to establish a countywide 35-foot marsh buffer requirement prior to that, the marsh buffer depended on whether or not the property was built upon or not. And the there were both a 25-foot and a 50-foot variance, I'm sorry, setback requirement based on whether or not the property was developed. Chatham County tax records indicate that the current owner purchased this property in 2017, and there has been no changes to the marsh buffer requirement since that time. In review of the variance criteria, staff found that there were no extraordinary conditions related to this property based on the topography, shape, or size of the lot. It is a conforming lot and meets the standards for the zoning classification. And also, staff found that no hardship would be created by the application of the rules of this chapter. The conditions described in terms of the lot are not peculiar to this particular piece of property. This is a lot is similarly sized to other lots within the Modena Island subdivision. The intent of the standard is to protect ecological resources from impacts associated with development, and further encroachment is not consistent with the intent of the ordinance and staff's opinion. Based on these findings, we are recommending denial of the marsh buffer setback variance. I'd be happy to take any questions, and I just want to also let the board know that I believe Mr. Kirkland is on the line, who's the Environmental Programs Coordinator for Chatham County, and he may have a comment as well.
Thank you, Mr. Lotson. If we could perhaps pull up the site plan. I'm not sure which. I just have them all printed.
Yeah, we're printing that right now.
Yeah. Want to make sure everyone has a...
Yeah, I will go through these and just kind of describe what you're seeing here. This is the existing footprint of the existing residence. The marsh line is here, and this is the area of the proposed encroachment for the pool and patio. The petitioner also provided an exhibit, which shows the location of both the house here, the existing patio, and the proposed new construction.
Going back to that sight line, Mr. Lotson, I see we have the two lines drawn out. Which one is the 35-foot line? I just can't see on this.
Yeah, let me show you that here. The marsh buffer setback line is here. So this portion of the pool and patio represent the encroachment.
Thank you.
I also have an aerial photograph that gives you a reference point as to the location. So existing patio that you saw in the diagram, the new pool and patio would be in this area as proposed.
Thank you. Are there any other questions of Mr. Lawson or of Mr. Kirkland?
I'd love to hear what Mr. Kirkland has to say.
Good morning, everybody. Good to hear your voices, even if we can't see each other. I think Mr. Lotson's staff report very well sums up the conditions out here. This is one of those cases where there is no state waters buffer required because of an exemption that is built into the rule. However, they still need a variance from this board. So anything you grant here would not require further variance from any other body. But I think the staff report stands on its own as to the conditions out here, unless there's any specific questions that you all have.
Mr. Kirkland, could you describe for the board the difference between the state waters buffer requirement and the local requirement, and why this property is exempt from state waters buffer requirement?
Absolutely. So when you're developing a property, particularly anything near the marsh in Chatham County, the two buffers that Mr. Lotzer referred to are the two things you need to consider. The first is the state waters buffer, which is my department is empowered by state law to determine when and where those buffers exist. And that buffer is triggered by the State Erosion and Sedimentation Control Act. And the idea is that anytime you do a land disturbing activity near waters of the state, and that's pretty much any flowing water that crosses more than one property. So the marsh is absolutely waters of the state. Certain creeks and rivers would also be waters of the state. Anytime you do a land disturbing activity adjacent to those waters, you are required to preserve a 25-foot undisturbed buffer. And the purpose of that buffer is to prevent sediment from leaving your construction area and entering waters of the state. So that buffer goes away once you finish construction and stabilize the ground. And in the case of residential lots, that usually means the landscaping. However, in Chatham County, we have opted to include a 35-foot riparian buffer in the environmental overlay district. And this parcel is in the environmental overlay district. And the idea there is to provide a more lasting buffer between human occupation and the environmental resource that is the marsh. So that is in the zoning ordinance and is enforced by building safety. But because they're often linked, you know, my department will weigh in on certain projects when appropriate. And this is the case here. This house was built probably before the most current iteration of the riparian buffer, which is 35 feet. And and that buffer is established in perpetuity. It has nothing to do with construction the way the state waters buffer does. It is meant to prevent any impacts associated with a home or commercial property from impacting waters of the state. So it's something to consider. It's a more powerful buffer because it is permanent and not triggered simply by a land disturbing activity. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Kirkland? Any other questions of staff? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
Mr. Chairman, we don't appear to have the petitioner on the line, Ms. Jones. I'm going to cue up her audio. Yes, sir. Okay, she's unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, Ms. Jones.
Hi.
Will you state your full name for the record?
Sure, it's Mary Revolis Jones.
And do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You can go ahead and share with us anything you like.
I would really like a pool in my backyard. Most people on the island do have pools, and they are close to the marsh as well. And behind my house is mostly marsh, not water. So where that pool would be located really wouldn't impinge. So with the information provided, I would hope that you wouldn't deny me a pool.
Are there any questions for the petitioner?
Ma'am, this is Mr. Vineyard. Did you build the house?
I did not.
How long have you lived there?
3 years.
Okay. Do you know when the house was constructed?
98.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Any other questions for the petitioner? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf from the public on this matter?
Don't appear to be any hands raised in the chat, Mr. Chairman.
All right. If you are in the chat online and do wish to speak on this matter, do the hand raise option or just say something. All right. Thank you. Are there any additional questions of staff following hearing from the petitioner? All right, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation to deny the variance.
Is there a second?
I'd like to second that.
It's been moved by Ms. Ross and seconded by Mr. Vineyard. Is there any discussion on this matter? All right, hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote on the motion. Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
Ms. Ross.
Aye.
Mr. Corsi. And this is Mr. Marlin, aye. Ms. Hitch?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Natrika?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes and the variance request has been denied. The next matter on our regular agenda is 3 Chappelle Point Circle. This is a request for a rear yard setback variance, and we'll hear from Mr. Lotson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on regular business is a request for a 10-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot rear yard requirement to facilitate the construction of a roof extension over an existing patio at 3 Chapel Point Circle. The subject property is located in phase 2 of the Chapel Park subdivision in Berwick Plantation. The lot is a conforming lot of record and is approximately 5,000 square feet in size. The properties in the subdivision are generally consistent in size, averaging 50 feet in width and 100 feet in depth. The petitioner is seeking the requested variance to accommodate a proposed 10 by 10 covered patio located in the rear of the property in the location of an existing uncovered patio. This is a map that shows the location of the subject property within the subdivision. One thing that will stand out in this map is that the houses that abut Chapel Point are surrounded on 3 sides by green space, wetlands really in this case. So these are portions of the required open space for the subdivision and cannot be built upon. The petitioner also had to seek approval for his proposal from the Architectural Review Board for the neighborhood. That letter is attached. We often bring that fact to the board, not that it will influence this board's decision, but just to know that the applicant went through that process as well. This is an aerial photograph of the subject property. And this is a picture of the rear of the house. This is the location in which the petitioner essentially, and I'll show you their drawings here in just a second, would like to extend the roof over this existing patio. This is a drawing of the proposed extension. This would be an unenclosed patio with the roof over the 10 by 10 area. The intent of the rear yard setback is to provide uniform and adequate separation between structures and adjoining property lines. The zoning ordinance provides that under specific criteria, these setbacks can be varied. The location of the proposed addition and the adjacent properties makes it unlikely that any negative impacts will occur on adjacent property owners because this property and others adjacent to it abut common area. Staff finds that this is a peculiar circumstance for this property, and that based on the lack of impacts on adjoining properties, staff is recommending approval of the requested encroachment.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions? Excuse me. Any questions for Mr. Lawson? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
The petitioner is Harry Ness, who I think is on the line.
Yes. Thank you for considering my request.
Let me swear you in really quick.
Okay.
Just state your name for the record.
Harry Albert Ness.
And do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can proceed.
Yes. The way the house is built, the back of the house is 25 feet or 25 foot from the setback line. There's already a cement patio that I guess encroaches on that 25 foot setback, and all we want to do is put a roof over it. I had a kidney transplant back in 2005. The medicines I take make me 10 times more susceptible to skin cancer than the average person. And if we sit out in the backyard in the morning, anywhere up to 2 o'clock, the sun is bright and shines on, you know, everything in the patio. After the sun goes down, the mosquitoes are bad. So without the overhang with the fan on, guarding us from the sun and the fan to help with the mosquitoes, we'd be unable to use our backyard. So, you know, I'm requesting the 10-foot setback, which doesn't affect anything that's not already there as far as, you know, encroaching on the setback line, and has no effect on the neighbors.
I appreciate it. Well, you won me with mosquitoes, but are there any questions of the petitioner? Thank you. Is anyone on the line or present to speak from the public on this matter?
No hands raised, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. I would move that we grant the variance along the line of the recommendations of staff.
Is there a second?
This is Meredith Stone. I second that.
All right. We'll let Ms. Stone second it from afar. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none, I will do a roll call vote. Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
Frost.
Aye.
Mr. Corsi.
Aye.
This is Mr. Marlin. I vote aye. Ms. Hitch.
Aye.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Notrika. And the motion passes. Good luck with the addition. The third item on our regular agenda is 235 Commodore Drive, and the petitioner is requesting a height variance as well as a setback variance, and we'll hear from Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petition before you at this time is related to a fence at a residential property at 235 Commodore Drive. Of course, this address is familiar to you. The petitioner was before this body in June, and this is not old business. This is a new petition. And they're requesting changes to what was brought before you previously. As you mentioned, the petitioner is seeking a 4-foot fence height variance and a 5-foot setback variance to allow a 10-foot high privacy fence in a portion of the side yard of the residence at 235 Commodore Drive. That property is on Whitmarsh Island within an R1A environmental overlay zoning district. The property is a conforming lot of record. It's approximately 22,000 square feet. As I mentioned, on June 23rd, the board heard a variance request for the property to allow a 14-foot high fence. That request was denied. This is a map of the subject property located here at Commodore Drive. This is an aerial view of the same property showing the rough location of the proposed fence. And we'll go into a little bit more detail about the fence here in just a second. But prior to seeking a building permit, initially the petitioner had constructed or began construction on a 14-foot high privacy fence. It was approximately 44 feet in length. The petitioner has since filed for a permit with Chatham County. The intent of the fence was to provide screening from the adjacent residents, which in this view is immediately north of the subject property, because of the location of the pool and the height of the adjacent residence. The proposed redesign fence would be 10 feet in height. The neighboring property owner, I should mention, has supplied a letter of support as it relates to the petitioner's new request. I'll open that letter for the record. The letter was emailed to me, and it states that, as you may recall, I'm the adjacent property owner to 235 Commodore Drive. I consent to the Davidson's requested variance. I hope it goes without saying, but of course I respect the decision-making authority of the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals. As it relates to fences, in terms of the county zoning ordinance, the ordinance states that within residential zoning districts, the several provisions apply relative to height. Within residential zoning districts, walls and fences shall not exceed 6 feet in height in front yards and side yards, nor 8 feet in height in rear yards. Based on that, the petitioner's request is for a 4-foot height variance. There's also a requirement that for every additional foot over six, that the fence be set back a foot. So that's where the setback variance comes into play. The geometry of the property is such that the width of the side yard is limited. The previous owner of this property apparently chose the location of the swimming pool, which has become a challenge for the current owner to secure visually. The owner did provide some additional exhibits that I'm going to share with you. This exhibit shows a proposed location relative to the fence and the Department of Natural Resources line. This is the aerial view that I showed you previously from a different angle. This is an exhibit that the petitioner shared at our previous meeting in June. This shows the overall height of the original fence and the deconstruction of the taller portion. This also provides a little more detail as to the proposed fence. This is a letter that was provided to the petitioner from DNR post their inspection of the property. And based on the changes that were requested by DNR, that the applicant is in compliance with their requirements. And finally, there's a photo here. My apologies, I just received these.
Mark, it's that exhibit that you keep pulling up has a 2017 date on it.
Let me see which one. Are you talking about the DNR letter? Got it.
Thank you.
There we go. I'm getting some bad advice here. So. There we go. Got the peanut gallery. Okay. I'm sure that's the case, yes. Based on the language and the notation, I think it's a current review of the property. But thank you for noticing that. Yeah, I'm gonna pull that one up now. That's the letter from the adjacent property owner. There is something here that you have not seen yet. And there it is. So finally, a street view from Commodore Drive. Subject property is here on the left. The home of the adjoining neighbor who provided the letter is on the right. And you can see the fence there in the photograph. With all that said, and that view of all those exhibits, we did look at this again as a new petition, because it is a new petition. Based on the review criteria of the zoning ordinance, staff did not find justification for a variance. There are some extenuating circumstances, but not as they are defined within the zoning ordinance related to the property, the potential impacts, or any hardships. But I do want to reiterate that the most affected neighbor has supported the petition, and we have an additional letter of support from a neighbor two doors down, which is less affected, obviously. But outside of that, we did not have any response from other members of the neighborhood or interested parties. But based on the criteria, staff is recommending denial of the variance.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
If the fence is 6 feet, can they add lattice on top of that 6 feet?
That would still be considered part of the overall fence height.
Okay. We've seen that done in several places. I didn't know if it was allowed or not.
Marcus, the current fence as constructed is how tall?
I'm sorry. The first person was Ms. Hitch.
Oh, sorry.
And no, I just want to say for the record, and if we'll just state who's talking just for the record.
Sorry, this is Mr. Vineyard. How tall is the current fence that as constructed?
Just to back up a little bit, there was an existing 6 foot fence in this same location. Property owner removed that fence. They began construction on 14 foot high fence, which is what they came before this board for in June. So now they reconstructed the fence to be 10 feet in height, and that's the, so they're requesting a 4 foot variance to allow a 10 foot fence today.
So the
current fence is at 10 feet.
The picture that we're seeing is what the
yes.
The wall in terms of height will look
in terms like. Of height. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions for Mr. Lobson? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
The petitioner is Mr. Davidson, who I believe is on the line. He's ready to go.
All right, Mr. Davidson, will you state your name for the record?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Guy Davidson, and the subject property is my personal residence.
And Mr. Davidson, do you swear your testimony this morning would be the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and proceed.
I'll keep my comments, pretty concise since we discussed this replacement fence, at length at a prior meeting back in June. And at that meeting, we went through the reasoning behind our request and why we feel it was appropriate. At the time, we were attempting to or requesting an approval for a 14 foot tall fence, which is what we felt was needed. But my neighbor during that call mentioned that he could support a 10 foot fence. And I actually attempted to consent to that comment at the meeting, but I wasn't able to speak at that time during the meeting. And so it never happened and the request got denied. I was trying to save us all the time of coming back and rediscussing this again. But anyway, since after that meeting, my neighbor and I met on this a couple times. And as you saw by the email, we're both in agreement on the 10 foot height. And so I'm hopeful that the board will grant my request for this privacy fence at the 10 foot height. Just the quick summary is the previous owner installed a swimming pool, as mentioned, on the side of the property, and they had a 6 foot wooden fence along the sideline, and there was a vacant lot next door that had been vacant for probably 40 years since the neighborhood was developed. Since that time, since we purchased the house a few years ago, this three-story house was built next door, and it's a beautiful house, but it's these both lots are fairly small, both just under a half an acre, and because our pool was installed previously to our purchasing the property and previous to my neighbor's house being constructed, it was built so close to the property line, we just have limited options to create any kind of privacy for a pool deck. And so, the request before you is a 10 foot fence right on the property line that both my neighbor and I support. And actually the only public comment was another support letter from the neighbor on the other side of my adjacent neighbor. And, we feel it's, hopefully appropriate considering the conditions that my neighbor and I both face that were no wrongdoing of our own, just the facts that we've inherited, and we're just trying to deal with it best we can. And since that last time, there was some comments from DNR about the location of the fence, even though we put the replacement fence in the exact location of the old fence. Apparently the old fence encroached over the DNR line by a few feet. So after last meeting, we immediately removed the section that the DNR had requested us to remove, which actually pulled it back several feet landward of the DNR line. But we were happy to do it just to try to be done with this whole process. So we did that. DNR came back out, issued a compliance letter, so we're good there. you know, of note, one of the exhibits that got pulled up but never really, I don't think Marcus really went through it, is a building permit. The Chatham County Building Department actually issued a permit for the 14-foot wall, but then determined that we needed to come back and get a variance. So we have a building permit in place for what would be a 10-foot wall. And, you know, our hope is that after today's meeting, we can, you know, immediately execute the rest of the wall. Right now, it's kind of an eyesore for everybody because we started and then realized we needed a permit and stopped. But our plan is to make it a, you know, very nice looking structure and cover with stucco and extensive plantings, et cetera. And so just wanted to, you know, kind of make those points. But I stand by for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davison. Are there any questions of the petitioner? All right. Thank you. Is anyone online or present to speak from the public on this matter? All right. Is there any motion on this matter?
This is Meredith Stone. I move to accept the petitioner's request and grant a variance for the change in fence height.
And Ms. Stone, just for the record, does that include the variance for the side yard setback?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard.
We're not at discussion yet.
I know. For a second. Okay. I will, in order to get this before the board, I will move to second Ms. Stone's motion.
Thank you. I'm going to ask if there's any discussion. I'm going to begin by including my thoughts. I frankly always appreciate when neighbors can, who are the only people affected, can come together and discuss matters and come to some agreement. And I frankly also appreciate the history of this being inherited by these two families. I don't think one family wants to see the next door neighbors in their pool all day in their swimming suits because of the height of their house, which is allowed. And I don't think the other family wants to be looked at while they're in their swimming pool all day. And, you know, this being located where it is with no other neighbors there and at the end of this creek, these are the people who are affected by it. And I don't see an impact. That's my 2 cents.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Vineyard. As you may remember, I was adamantly opposed at the last meeting because the rules hadn't been followed. That was my biggest problem with granting the variance, because the rules had not been followed. This is a little different, actually. Although the structure is in place, and it shouldn't be, at least there's a building permit. It is at a manageable height. The neighbor has said this time that he is agreeable, where last time he said he didn't have any objections, and those are two different things. And so I hate to change my mind, but that's my prerogative. So I support the variance.
I'll just say, I don't think you changed your mind. It's just a different situation.
Yes.
Is there any additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Someone else speaking, we can't hear him.
Any additional discussion? I appreciate those comments from Mr. Corsi. I think, as I stated before, I think anyone who buys this house in the future is still going to have that pool there and have to deal with the view on both sides. And these neighbors didn't create that situation. And they got to be able to live and move forward.
Mr. Chairman, Corinne Ross here. I will say that I appreciate the efforts that have been made on the part of the petitioner, but I will also say that the privacy screen that he is seeking could be achieved through landscaping.
Any additional discussion? All right. Hearing none, we'll have a vote. Mr. Vingert.
Aye.
Ms. Ross.
No.
Mr. Corsi.
Nay.
This is Mr. Marlin. I vote aye. Ms. Hitch.
No.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Notrika. All right, the motion passes, and good luck.
Thank you.
Is there any other business anyone has this morning or anything from staff? All right. Well, I want to thank everyone, especially everyone on staff, for another smooth meeting and getting all of this distancing and technology working the right way. We really appreciate it. And I hope everyone has a great day. The meeting's adjourned.